You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The Calcutta High Court on Tuesday transferred the case pertaining to 5th January attack on Enforcement Directorate, ED, officials in Sandeshkhali to the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, ANI reported. The central agency is also expected to take the custody of suspended TMC leader Sheikh Shahjahan, who was arrested last week from a house in Meenakha in North 24 Parganas district. Supratim Sarkar, Additional Director General of Police, ADG, South Bengal, told reporters that the TMC leader was arrested in connection with the case related to the attack on 5th January. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has issued a set of stringent directives to the West Bengal bureaucracy in view of the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. The district magistrates, DMs, and superintendents of police, SPs, have been instructed to maintain absolute impartiality, transparency, and accessibility to all parties equally, ensuring a fair electoral process. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar on Tuesday asserted that any form of violence, intimidation, or threats to voters and candidates will not be tolerated during the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. India on Tuesday issued an advisory to the Indian nationals living in Israel, this after a man from Kerala was killed and another two were injured in an anti-tank missile strike on an orchard in Margilliot. In view of the prevailing security situation and local safety advisories, all Indian nationals in Israel, especially those working in or visiting border areas in the north and south, are advised to relocate to safe areas within Israel, the Indian embassy said in its advisory on social platform X. Untimely rain, dipping temperatures and a completely different landscape are set to add a different texture to the India vs. England 5th and final test match. The series, which has so far been played in very comfortable weather conditions in the western, southern and eastern parts of India, moves far north to Dharamshala in Himachal Pradesh for the final fixture. The HBCA Stadium in Dharamshala has the highest altitude among all international venues in India, and early March weather conditions in Himachal make it even more interesting. If fans are wondering whether Daniel Day-Lewis will return to acting, then the answer is an unfortunate no. At least that is what the actor's friend and longtime director Jim Sheridan has suggested in a new interview with Screen Daily. The director revealed that Daniel said that he's done with acting. Jim has worked with Daniel Day-Lewis in three films, 1989's My Left Foot, 1993's In the Name of the Father, and 1997's The Boxer.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.